Blog Talk Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides the peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on the peace train. Get peace train, holy roller.
Put everyone jump on the peace train.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Come on the peace train. Get your bags together. Bring your good friends too, cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Come and join the living, it's not the fault of you. And it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder. About the world as it is, why must we go on hating? Why can't we live and live? Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, hate this country, come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, come on, peace train. Hey, yeah, this is the peace train.
All right, we're here. We're live here on Journey into the Light, and we're glad you're here. We got a great show here lined up for you guys, and we got a psychic roundtable, psychic medium roundtable here for this hour show, and we're putting together, I think, two fabulous psychic mediums that you're really going to love, and this is the first time I put them together, and it's, you know, I've been doing this show a long time, 9 years. So you kind of, when you do these things, you kind of, when you put people together on roundtables, you try your best as host to get the energies matching. It flows good. So what you guys are going to do is call in and start calling in now if you want a chance to get in. Call into the show, and we're going to take your call. You'll be able to ask one question, and then both Barbara Stravinsky from Salem, Massachusetts, an amazing psychic medium, been on the show for years, taught so many people that are now amazing, you know, in their own field, like Chuck Bergman, who's on Monday nights here, the psychic cop. And Carol Adams, Carol Olivia Adams, who is new to Journey into the Light. Her first show was last week, and she is amazing what she does. So call into the show, 347-884-8245, and I will bring you up. Make sure you press the one on your phone so that we can bring you up here onto the show, okay? 347-884-8245 is the number. And this show is an hour show, so we'll be going all the way to the top of the hour. So we got 50 minutes approximately left, so we got a lot of time to really help you guys that are calling in and guys who are listening, and it's really going to be a great show. So I'm going to bring on both my guests here, and so let's welcome to the show Barbara Stravinsky, and let's welcome Carol Adams to the show. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Michael.
Hello. It's going to be a little different night tonight. It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Yes.
And Carol, we'll catch our telephone numbers at the end or something, okay, dear?
Got it, Barbara.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll put you guys back in the screening room when we're close to the end so you guys can exchange info.
Yeah.
But yes. Yeah.
First show.
But I think you guys, I don't know, I was explaining to the listeners as being a host for as long as I have, 9 years, you kind of learn to put the people who work close to the same together. And anyway, so I think it's going to be great. So, before we get started taking callers, let's give the audience a chance to get to know you guys a little bit more. So, Carol, do you want to go first to kind of let the listeners know a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I started my spiritual journey many years ago, 20, 25 years ago. And what I do with my callers and clients, I profess, you know, private clients as well, is I listen to certainly their voice. Their voice to me is a strong echo of their heartbeat, meaning that I can really feel very strongly their feelings and what they're going through. And then I use intuitive astrology, and that's just giving me a profile, a personality profile of the person. I can get that in 1 minute, and which means that signs and in the planets, we'll say in the personal planets, from the sun through the Mars. And then I also channel Native American, and I also use the tarot cards. Tarot cards to me is a symbol, it's a story, it's a lot of stories, but try to unravel what's going on with the person on the emotional plane. So I guess to answer you, Michael, briefly, is that I really feel the emotions are number one for everything, and that is it's a light for us to delve into and to find out what's going on for total health.
That's a good one. Now, you want me to explain mine? If he probably stepped away, Carol, maybe.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Barbara.
Okay. My name is Reverend Barbara Stravinsky. I'm from Salem, Massachusetts. I've been in the field for over 45 years. I am no spring chicken, but have a lot of knowledge behind me. I'm a Reiki master, polarity therapist, a unified healer. I work very much within the healing parts of life. I'm a psychologist by trade, and I bring that into my readings very strongly. I work trying to bring in those who have passed on, but also guiding you towards the direction that I feel you have to go. I'm completely intuitive. I don't read cards, unfortunately. I always wish I could, but I could never remember them, so I never got into them. And I just read you. You're my tool. I work with crystals. And tonight I will be working with the voice, of course, just like you are, Daryl. And we'll try to bring some answers for all these wonderful people.
All right. Earlier, when Carol just finished, I was talking, but I had myself muted, and I was wondering why you guys couldn't hear me. Like, what's going on? But anyway.
Well, maybe we didn't want to, Michael. Maybe we didn't want to. Just kidding.
Yeah, you guys carry on with the show.
Right, your spirit was still there, muted or not.
Yes, very well said. Okay, well, let's take the first caller. Are you ladies ready? And let's see who we have. So everybody call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. I'll be coming to you in the screening room. And let's go to area code 724 to start off the night. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
My name's Kristen from Pittsburgh.
Kristen from Pittsburgh. Okay. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead with your question? And then
I was wondering if you see a move coming up in the near future.
See what coming up?
A move. I'm trying to move.
Oh, a move. Oh.
Yeah.
You have a little bit of an accent. So your move, it sounded like Merv.
Oh,
that's why
I'm
I
sorry.
Missed it. Okay. Go ahead, Carol. You're up first.
Okay. What is your birthday, dear? What is your birthday?
October 23rd, 1981.
Okay. I could do the cards, but this it might take too long, so I'll just tap into your birthday. October 23rd, 81.
October 3rd or 23rd?
23rd.
23rd.
Okay.
23rd, 81. Well, obviously, to me, I mean, I would think you need to move somehow. I think part of your journey is traveling, you know, and to move. I don't think you like to be boxed in anywhere.
No.
You know, you need to keep moving on. And we're always moving on. But you're asking a physical move.
Yes.
And I think to answer you, it looks or feels, if I use the word, that it's important for you to move. If in your heart you feel it, I think you should be with it because that's part of your journey.
Okay.
Carol, is this move going to somehow reflect upon a job that you have to keep on working?
No.
You don't. If that's not going to interfere with what you're doing, right?
No.
No, I don't see that either.
No.
Well,
I'm just saying that because it depends upon where she's going. That's going to reflect upon the job. You're a very spiritual lady. You come in with, you were born on an 8. Well, 8 to me represents a lot of karma. So this is an important thing. You have to get to where you want to be so that you can move forward on all levels, not just one, but all levels, dear. And if you don't do this, I feel that it'll put you backwards.
Yeah.
But you have to make sure that you have every single thing in place before you do it, so that when you get to where you want to be, you will be prepared for what comes out in front of you.
You know, I want to comment on that too, Barbara, is that I think this lady also needs to be always recognized for what she does. And she does like things to be in order, you know. And she needs, I think you also need to lead. And you probably can work well with people. So I think your journey of the ultimate sort. Everything's an ultimate, but your next step in your life is to fully be appreciated and recognized in the future, quote, the future job in your new physical path.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Does that
very
make
important.
Sense?
Very important for you. Order, appreciation. You have a generous heart, and I think you work well with people.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't worry about the job because
no,
I feel like once you
job.
Yeah.
To be honest,
once
with
you,
I'm one of those people who just like I am like a subcontractor. I can do anything from bartending.
You can do anything, right?
To
you can work from.
And I find a lot of work because.
And that's the beauty of it, because where you're going to move to is going to open up a door for the job, and that's why I brought that in so much, is because I feel that your job is going to be expanding.
Yeah, that's my biggest problem, is that I get antsy, and then I talk about it in my role, and then nothing ever gets accomplished, because I never have everything together before I go.
Well, have you got it all together now?
No.
Well, you have to get going, kid, because it's waiting for you. Your whole life is waiting for you out there. This is a karmic life of yours. You have to find the place where you feel like, wow, this is a place I think I will never leave. I'll stay here forever.
Right.
And I feel that that's what's coming up in front of you. So be ready for it. And I'm also being shown some reason, a great big fat peach. I don't know if that would signify where you were going or if it means you have to watch the food you eat a lot better.
What was it?
A peach. P-E-A-C-H.
Peach.
Peach? Yeah.
A peach. A peach.
Yeah,
I had
peach.
A great peach come in front of me, and that would signify certain things, like are you eating enough fruit? Or are you eating well, or do you have to cut back on certain things so that you'll be better to handle what's in front of you? So you want to pay attention to your diet right now also.
You know, I only have
a really good diet. I weigh 115 pounds.
Okay.
What they're talking
go
about,
ahead, Carol.
Not diet to lose weight, but what you are eating.
Okay. Final word, Carol, because we got to move on to the next caller.
One quick thing to this lady is that I think you tend to worry a lot. So the nervous system. So with that, I would try affirmations and trust more your way. Get into your self-empowerment. I know you're asking these questions, you're asking others, but I think what I'm picking up from your voice is maybe you lost your way, and there's nothing negative with that. But I'm saying that maybe you lost your way and somehow use affirmations. I feel secure with myself. I trust the steps that God gives me, and I will follow the steps, and I know that I will be protected with each step that I take.
Okay.
Okay. I hope that helps.
Good luck.
Okay. That help?
Hmm?
I was asking her if that helped, but.
Oh, yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, we got to keep moving here. Let's go to our next caller here, New Jersey, and we're going to bring in Sequoia to the show. Welcome. Go ahead with your question.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yep. Hi, my name is Takia. And my question is, I've been experiencing a really huge up level as far as energetic wise and just being able to communicate more with source and being able to listen more. And I started out as a life coach and a speaker and all these other wonderful things. But what I'm noticing is that so much inside of me is changing that it's kind of moving me away from the tribe that I'm used to serving, which I'm actually okay with. I do a lot of mindset work, you know, just trying to show them, you know, where the limiting beliefs are and things of that nature. So I've been struggling a little bit with, like, my message or, like, what's my next steps, because I'm doing a lot of clearing that's been coming in the past few days. A lot of Saint Germain and Archangel Michael has been showing up a lot for me. And I just want to know, like, you know, am I on the right path with the things that I've been doing the past few days as far as trying to set up? It's almost like I'm trying to reinvent myself in a way, but not totally, if you get my drift. So I'm just trying to figure out if I'm going in the right direction, if there's anything that maybe they want to share with me that I can be doing that I'm not doing. And sometimes I feel a bit ungrounded. Sometimes I feel a little all over the place. So I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what's next or am I doing the right thing?
Go ahead, Carol.
Okay, Jackie, if you want to give me your birthday, dear, I would love it.
Yes, it's 9/30/75,
because I certainly was listening to you very carefully, and
okay.
I commend you, and I certainly honor what you're doing. You certainly sound as if you're very committed to what you want to do in life, you know?
Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry, 9/30/75.
75, yes.
Okay, well, you know, you have an interesting stuff. I would say one of the reasons that you're asking the question and one of the reasons why I think you'll always be guided is that you also need a lot of gratification, you know, appreciation from what you do and leadership, you know, and generosity.
Yes.
And I think the reason behind this that you say you might be all over the place, you got Gemini in there with the Mars, so sometimes your mind can be on overkill, you know?
Yeah.
Thinking a lot about, and you got Aries. So you might be thinking a lot, maybe reading 10 books. There's nothing wrong with it. 10 books at the same time, then you've got an impulsive side. So what I say with this is, how can you ground yourself? Because
okay.
You have no earth. There's no earth signs here. So if you can somehow ground your energy, you know,
okay.
If you want to work with an affirmation, if you believe in that or any prayer.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I'm sure you do.
Help my clients. Yeah, I help my clients a lot using affirmations and visualizations. And
okay.
I'm doing a lot more connecting to the seventh plane to, you know, be able to manifest things and, you know, go there where it's all happening. So, yeah.
It's beautiful what you're saying. But you know what? When you walk now, make sure your feet are right on that ground. Even walk on if you're
okay.
Near dirt or grass or anything, you know?
I do, yes.
To ground your energy. Another way is you put your hand on your head. One
okay.
hand, like right hand on the top of your head, left hand on that solar plexus. So you
okay.
connect those two points to make more balance. Because right now what I'm picking up is that there's something off balance. We all have off balance in life. This is part of life. But that's how we learn and reach out to get more wisdom. So what I'm
picking
up is get more grounded stuff, maybe even grounded, rooted vegetables, you know. You can visualize, you do visualizations, cut out a piece, something from a magazine where there's Earth plane, Mother Earth. I don't have to tell you, Mother Earth.
Yes.
What the Sioux are going through in the Dakotas, you know, they're tapping into their ground. They're cherishing their ground. Anything that you can do to ground yourself. And then I think
okay.
we'll do with you, with all that Leo stuff, is definitely elevating that leadership, because you need to lead.
Yeah, no, it's coming up even stronger. I mean, I've always been a leader ever since I was a little girl, but now it's like really coming in, like you need to really show up, Takiya. You got some more work to do. So I definitely can feel myself sometimes when I stand up. I feel outside of my body. I feel very dizzy. Like I could walk into the kitchen and I could feel like I'm about to fall. And then I'll just come and just ask the guys to help me. I'll ask my angels to come ground me because I don't feel like I'm in my body. Or something feels off. I feel just like I'm physically here, but my spirit is like behind me or something. I don't know.
No, I understand, but we want to get you to Earth, you know?
Yeah.
Planet Earth. Again, you and listeners, it's a wonderful exercise given to me by a Reiki master in New York. You know, right hand on your head, left on the solar plexus, connecting those two energies. Because you have wonderful qualities to you, but again, you, as you know in life, you have to market yourself, meaning that you have to connect more and more to your own self empowerment. You need more Earth.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Anything else?
Okay, Barbara, did you get in there, Barbara?
No, I didn't. No.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
But well, if she's gotten the answers, it's all right. I just want to say that she's a person that's strictly on her spiritual path, and she has to stay on it, because if you go off of it, things are not going to work. And you are a teacher, so you should be teaching now, not later, and teaching all that you know that you have learned, and charging for it. So that you'll be able to have an income, dear. You have to give
that's
out what
true.
You know, because you know so much, and there's so much inside of you, dear, that you have to share it.
Yes, I'm working on that now.
Don't keep it for yourself. You know, if you can get it, if you've got a degree, get into a school and teach the children, or get involved in certain associations so that they can learn. They can learn what you have learned.
Yeah, I just recently started. I was accepted into the Women's Speaker because I am a speaker, and I have been teaching, but I haven't been teaching as much as I know that I should and as I would like to. And that's what I've been working on this week, is like actually putting together a package and trying to deal with pricing and setting up the funnel. So you're 100% on point right there, because that's so where I am trying to figure out. And I think that's where my imbalances are right now, just trying to get all of this together and make it make sense.
When you get it all together, I own my own business, and if you want to send me your information, I'll look at it and see how I feel about it and give you my honest opinion. I've been in business for 45 years, so I know what I'm talking about, and I'd be more than happy to give you the hand. So listen to when they get the description of my phone number. And you're welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Good luck.
Okay. We appreciate your call. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. I'll hang out and you guys have a great evening. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you. All right. And I just want to say to all the callers, I know we've got about a dozen people on hold. We'll get as many as we can in here. Top of the hour, Lisa Zayas will be here, psychic medium, taking your call. So stay with us. But if you are called in right now, press the 1 on your phone so that we know you want to come on to ask a question. I'll come to you in the screening room. So be by your phones. And to contact our guest. I do have all the guest information listed here on the show page. And for Barbara, who was mentioning her phone number, I'll give that out to contact her for anything. And both my guests do private sessions. Barbara's phone number is 978-745-9355. 978-745-9355. Angelicoftheangels.com is the website. Carol, do you want to give out your contact information? Because I'm not as familiar with yours as Barbara yet. But.
Thanks,
okay,
Michael.
Thank you.
Yeah, 718-637-3203. And any questions or comments, my email is intuitivecarol@gmail.com. And then I have a website, www.theawakeningoffriendship.com, and my bio is in there. It's called The Awakening of Friendship because I wrote the book, The Awakening of Friendship. But, again, my bio is on there as well.
Okay, very good. It's all located here on the show page, and both of my guests are here weekly on Journey into the Light. So write it down, tell your friends, and we're going to go to our next caller here. And let's see, I got a lot of callers here. Here we go. The call, next caller I was looking for. Let's go to in Massachusetts. Let's bring in Cassandra. Welcome. Got the echo. So you can turn down your sound or speaker.
Hello?
Okay, you there?
Yep.
Okay. I still got the echo.
I hear the echo, too.
Yeah, I don't know if you can. If you turned everything down and you're on your phone, not on speaker, then go ahead with your question then.
Does it sound better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. Thank you.
So, my name's Cassandra, and I lead a very spiritual life, and life brings you, I just feel like if you want to make God laugh, you know, tell him you have a plan, right? Because nothing goes to plan. So, my question tonight was the plan. That's my question.
What's the plan for you?
Right now.
Right now? Because is this my Cassandra?
You know
my
it.
My friend Cassandra? Huh? Look, what I want to say to you, honey, is to just to step back and sit back and keep your mouth shut. Come and see me. Talk to me. And you know me well enough that I'll help you. Things are kind of rough right now for you, and that I know. So that's not proving anything to you, except I feel that coming up in the future, working for you, dear, very, very strongly, someone who is as spiritual as you are and has always been, God never leaves you and will guide you the right way to go. If a misfortune has come into your life at this present time, you know that it's for the best and it's part of karma. That doesn't mean when karma does something that it has to stay there. It just may be there just for a certain length of time. All works its way through. I think that this is a subject that you're in right now that has to be talked through, worked through, and you know I'm there for you always. So come see me, baby.
Barbara, do you remember a long time ago, years ago, you said, I see you moving to the middle of Lafayette Street?
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving to the middle of Lafayette Street. I'm going to look at the apartment on Saturday and talking to the guy. If I like it, it's a very, very big factor.
Of course,
I will because it's all brand new and et cetera.
Yeah.
But you were right about that.
It's just the beginning, dear. I want you to hold back. Don't think about it. If you want me to go with you, I'll go with you.
No. I'm okay.
Okay. So hold on to yourself.
It's karma. I'm an 8-2. That's why the first caller, half of the stuff you said to her, I swear to God, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the story of my life.
Well, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay, all right?
One more question.
Go ahead.
How do you feel the probability of the bank, Eastern Bank, where I work, helping with the school? Helping with the school, your school.
Oh, that would be fine.
Because she knows. No, but I'm saying because I just feel like part of Benny was what I thought the sign from Spirit that it would get done, because he was supposed to give me the money to help.
I know.
So when I told the lady at the bank, that, and she looked at me and she said, Cece, going to happen. And I just got this feeling that now it's out there in the universe for people to, they'll, you know, fundraisers and they donate to charities. And I just say a prayer for it.
Yeah.
It's going to happen either way.
Cassandra, that can be something, dear, that we can work on together whenever you want to come and see me. And I want you to talk to the other girl here in case she has a message beyond me, because I do know you. So,
okay. My birthday is July 29th, 1988. I'm a Leo.
Okay. July 29th. I'm going to be a little brief simply because I know Michael has, there's a lot of callers. But one thing, and I'm looking you up now, I wanted to mention when you asked, what is the plan? That's a $1 million question, you know, that I'm presuming you mean, what is God's plan? I think sometimes with the question, and I've used this many times, now I'm looking you up, is I really believe in signs, synchronicity. And synchronicity, are you familiar with that, Cassandra?
Yes.
Okay. And I hope listeners are as well.
There has been so much of it. No matter how difficult the situation is,
right.
I swear I receive at least 3 or 4 signs a day that
okay.
It's the universe that did this. So all the
okay.
numbers, all my numbers I see in the clock, all this, it is.
Okay, but
absolutely.
This is another, and again, I'm going to leave a little brief. You have no earth either. So you might pick up all of the numbers, you know, and you have a very, very active mind, and you certainly are a people person. But I don't know if it grounds you. In other words, I don't know if you embrace the signs that you're getting. Do you know what I'm saying? That you really are embracing them and following through with them all the time.
No, you're correct, because I got every single sign, but...
Right. I know what you're saying. You got the Gemini and the Aries, so you... You know, you got that back and forth energy, then it goes into impulse, and then it goes lost into la-la land. So, again, if you can, as you beautifully are doing, you're getting the signs, but now what do we do with the signs? And that is a question or an answer is to follow the signs. The only way you can follow the signs is getting back down to earth and focusing in on the signs. So the last thing I want to say is maybe even also doing affirmations. I follow the signs. I trust the signs. I will go forward in my life. God is giving me signs, and I am comforted with the signs with my 2 feet flat on the ground.
Okay. And, Cassandra, we have got to move to some more callers, but we hope that is very helpful for you.
Thank you. It was. Good night.
Come see me, honey.
I will. Blessing.
Okay.
Right. Love you.
Alrighty, much love. Okay.
Love
we wanna keep moving. So to the callers that call in, please keep it to one question. There's just so many people on hold, and I wanna honor that, and all the people that are holding are like, come on, go to the next call, Michael. So I know what it's like to be on the phone, because I've done that myself many times. Let's go to Mary in Massachusetts. Welcome, Mary.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Barbara. Hi, Carol.
Hi,
I have a question, okay. So I'll be celebrating my 27th anniversary in February, and I'm looking to go somewhere, but I'm not sure where I want to go for our anniversary.
Is this you and your husband or your boyfriend?
No, my husband, yes, my husband. 27 years.
Now, you want to find a place that's very romantic. So I would go somewhere down in the islands.
I know, that's why
like
I wasn't
Bahamas.
Sure. Oh, Bahamas?
The Bahamas is beautiful. The water is and everything else. It's exquisite because the hotels there are very expensive and they're luxurious. And it gives you and him both a free time to sneak off and renew your vows and certain other things that you do when you get married, or not married, I guess. But that would give you a good time to have some fun, and they have nice shopping centers and things like that, and wonderful people and wonderful things to do. The Bahamas are wonderful. They really are. I have never gotten tired of them, and I go almost every other year.
Because we'll be celebrating 27 years in February, so...
So that's a very special year because 29, because 2 and 7 is a 9, and that's a very psychic and spiritual. You got 7, and that's very spiritual, and 2 represents new beginnings. So you're on a new beginning of a new life, and so you do that with him and make it be really happy. Just don't drink too much.
I don't really drink.
Well, that's perfect. That's perfect. Then it'll work out okay. You
yeah,
can get a lot of...
Go ahead.
You can get a lot of things through the, what do you call them, the places where you buy tickets to go away. That they give off special things and the food's included with it. It's all inclusive. And so it's a lot cheaper than going just from place to place to place.
Okay. Like an all-exclusive?
It's all-inclusive. It's all the food, all the liquor. They have shows there and everything else. So no matter what hotel you pick, it will be good.
All right. I'm going to try that.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Carol, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I don't think so. I think that energy was closed up, Barbara. I'd be happy to take the next call because it seems
okay.
A good girl, you know?
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Sounds good. Okay, thanks, Mary, for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Let's go to Diane in New York. Welcome.
Hello. I just had a question about moving. I want to move, and it's been extremely tough lately. I've looked at all places in New York, you name it, I've been there. I haven't found anything. It's so frustrating. Perhaps soon?
What is your question, Diane?
So my question is,
uh-huh.
Will something soon pop up?
Will something soon pop up? Got it. And what is
right.
your birth? What is your birthday, dear?
March 15th.
And the year?
1978.
Okay. So you're picking, what I'm picking up is you're saying there have been obstacles, right?
I just can't find anything.
You know what, Diane? Sometimes in life, it's not really an obstacle. I mean, it may be sometimes we get an obstacle, you know, and it just says, okay, let's try something else. Maybe even a different area, you know.
I've done many areas.
Okay, but maybe this is still another one, obviously, right? Because you sound very determined to do it. Yeah, and your home is very important to you, extremely important to you, almost sacred. So, and you got Aries. All right, so I think... What I'm picking up with you is you have good energy, but maybe, I would say within a month or two. That's what I'm picking up. I do feel you had obstacles for a purpose. I think God gives us obstacles for a purpose. I don't even call it an obstacle. I call it a detour. So that maybe we're going down a certain path, and then we're just simply supposed to go down another path. And I know you said you looked at different other areas, but maybe I'm sure it's got to be that another area will occur. You do have Aries in you, so maybe sometimes it can be a little, you want it now rather than yesterday, and that's okay. Maybe this is only a lesson with patience, and I know we've heard that story before, but maybe that's what the lesson is. God has his own timing. So just maybe try to, and I'm just giving you food for thought, trust that the timing will occur when it fits in with your journey. And it's the quality of where you're going to move. It's not so much when, it's the quality. That's what I'm picking up more than anything.
Diane, could I ask you what the first number that comes into your head right now? This is Barbara speaking.
Oh, yes, 7.
Yeah, well, that's what I think, is when I figure out your numbers, your life number is a 7, and you were born on an 8, and you were born on a 7, so it works a lot with karma, and you're working that with your spirituality right now. Are you moving alone?
Yes.
So it doesn't matter where you go, because you're going to start from the beginning, right?
Right.
You want to move away from family.
No, just from my current situation, my current place where I live.
That's simple. Just go live in another place, dear. But you got to make sure it's some place that you want to stay. You're a Pisces, and Pisces don't always like where they go or where they stay. They like to hide in a closet a little bit, away from the world. So you have to really pick out, do you want to be around people or you want to be out in the woods? You want to be at the beach, or do you want to be in a high rise? And I don't
right.
See
I know what I want. It's just I can't find it. It's just I've been searching. It's either too expensive to commute. It's always something.
Okay. Write it down. Well, that's why I said you've got to think about what you're going to do as far as your professional life goes and your personal life. You have to write it down on a piece of paper. And then you talk to spirit, to your angels, talk to your guides, whoever you love, and ask them to guide you, and then put it in their hands. Your life is a karmic life. If you don't put things in your own, in spirit's hands, and stop trying to do it yourself, let spirit do it, you might be better off.
Okay.
Good luck.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You know, Michael, can I say one thing?
Yeah. Sure.
You know, sometimes frustration, we all hear it in people's voices, and everybody has it at times. But I think also, as Barbara was saying, if we can clear out the frustration, then clarity becomes much more apparent to us.
Yep, that's right. It's kind of hard to do what we're doing right now.
Right. Let's see if we could squeeze in one final caller of the here in the show. Christine in New York, welcome.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Christine.
Hi. I was wondering if you could help me out with a situation that I'm going through. Actually, I'm the grandma, and it's about my daughter, Deanna, and her daughter, and what started as a custody situation because the child with the father was child endangerment. I'll just put it that way for the child. So I pursued and pushed, and now everything's just at its ugliest stage because things are out, in other words. And I guess I was wondering what you could see for me and what I should be doing at this point. I'm feeling that I did the right thing by pushing and assisting for the right thing, but it's tough.
What's backfiring?
You know, I think I, you know, maybe I'm thinking that I start something that I wanted to be more involved in, but I really only wanted to push things in the right direction, and now it's just I'm full of fear. I'm full of fear if it's not gonna go the way it should. The way it really should.
See, we don't know the whole story, dear, so it's very difficult just to flip out an answer. Is this a grandchild?
Yes.
Or a daughter or something of that sort?
Yes, it's my daughter, her boyfriend, and their child. And, yeah.
And you stepped in because of the father, the boyfriend.
Yes.
And the daughter, is she still with him?
No.
And is she with you?
Yes, she moved back in with me and the baby.
And you want custody of the child?
I think she's going to, I think that's how the courts want to do it. You petition the court for custody, and then you ask for monitored visitation, so the child is never really alone with the other.
Right.
This way, you know, maybe in the future it would change, but I guess that's not a, so everyone is so angry now. Their side is so angry, but it was in the best interest.
You did it with a good intent.
Yes.
And that's what you have to say to people. I did it with a good intent for the protection of the child.
Yes.
You didn't even do it for your daughter. You did it for your grandchild.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong in that. But you may have to step back a little bit and remember that that's their child. It's her child.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And if you're living together, it can sometimes run into a lot of problems because the grandmother will interfere and the mother will be there and they start arguing back and forth and the child doesn't know which way to go.
Okay.
So you have to be a grandmother and not a mother.
And make
the decisions, or else she'll never be able to stand on her own, and she'll be with you forever, and you don't want that.
No. So, in other words, when she needs help with, like, maybe going to court, support from me?
Yes, you go with, you never let your child down. She's your
child.
Okay,
so I can do that then?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Be support. She needs your support right now because she doesn't know which way to turn.
Yes. Okay, so that's not being too involved then.
No, but always ask her what she wants to do. Try not to take over.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, dear?
Okay.
And bless you for doing that because not everybody can do that.
Thank you. Thank you. I needed that.
It's a tough one.
It is. It's probably the hardest thing that I've ever been through.
But I feel like
that's what gives me the strength, you know.
But when all is said and done, you'll say it was worth it, even though you're getting hurt and even though this anger and this word said, try to just keep it inside because she's going through a lot herself.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. She is.
Okay.
Yep.
So much.
All right. We've got to wrap here at this point. We thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. All right, ladies. Really enjoyed that. That was a fun hour. A lot of help given out.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Went by fast.
Yeah, I did. Real fast.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, thanks to you, Carol and Barbara, again. It was really great, and we will see you ladies next week.
Yeah, no, that was great. That was great. I guess the people who call Michael were trying to, Barbara and I and everybody, it's lessons to be learned that enhance our wisdom and certainly understanding ourselves better and just understanding how the Creator works, you know?
Right, exactly. That's what it's all about, helping and learning and teaching.
Right.
That's right.
And loving.
And loving.
Yes. Don't forget that one.
Loving is the least amount of shields around us, almost going back to that childlike energy when we didn't have all of the walls around us. You know, through adulthood and fears and insecurity. So certainly when people call, we all have security, insecurities, we all have fears. It's a matter of unraveling it and being it's certainly empowering our strength as much as possible.
That's for sure, Carol. Good words.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Again, thanks, ladies, for coming on. You guys have a great week.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks
Michael.
A lot, Michael. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right.
Bye, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Carol. Bye, Barbara. All righty. And, folks, go ahead, and we still have one more hour left of Journey into the Light with Lisa Zayas. So call back in, reconnect to the next show as this episode's going to end now, and we'll see you in just a minute for another hour. We'll be taking your phone calls with Lisa Zayas. Much love.